Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, January 15th, 2021. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. We'll talk about what everybody's doing for the long MLK Day weekend. We've got a bunch of new music for you as we get in the judgment zone for New Music Friday. Producer Dan gives us the weekly wrap-up where we get to hear him make fun of Annie and Kennedy, which is a win for everybody. I mean, not make fun of. Yeah, a little bit.
I forgot about this noise.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Bruins had their first game of the season last night. They get the win 3-2.
Yay.
Let's go.
Go Bees.
Brad Marchand ended up with a winning goal in a shootout.
Ooh. It's no Captain
way.
Brad Marchand to you.
Yep. He's a assistant captain. He's not the captain.
Bergie is the captain.
Patrice Bergeron. That's all right. I think the great story, though, is Kevin Miller, Kennedy. Kevin Miller plays for the Bruins. And I think the last time he played was like 2001, honestly.
I was going to say, who's Kevin Miller?
Kevin Miller, so big star for the Bruins, and then got injured, and then got injured again, and then got injured again, and injured again. He has missed almost 700 days worth of hockey and had four surgeries to get back onto the ice last night. Played about 20 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, good for him. That's really exciting.
Was everyone openly weeping? Because I would have been.
Yeah, seriously.
Even the hardened hockey fans. There he is. He made it.
Yeah, exactly.
Carson, at first I thought you said Kevin Millar. I was like, no, he was on the Red Sox. He is long retired. He's probably drinking a Budweiser.
I'd watch Kevin Millar on skates.
Me too, Dan. I watch that man do anything.
And the Celtics are supposed to play tonight. Some of the players are still in the COVID-19 protocol for the NBA.
That'll change. No chance that game's happening.
I think
it's actually going to happen, which is kind of fun because you're going to see guys on the bench that don't get a lot of time. They play for the main Red Claws that are going to be playing for the Celtics tonight.
I'm
going to
play
Magic.
15 minutes tonight.
Yeah,
Taco's playing 48. Minutes, no problem.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
His legs.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Drop us a text if you know someone that should be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. 617-931-1234. We got a text yesterday that said they went looking for Good Vibe Tribe stories on the internet, and they found out that Good Vibe Tribe really leads to a lot of adult toys.
Well, I think they searched Good Vibes Boston, which brought up some weird stuff.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Two random people in Missouri pulled a driver from a burning truck on Wednesday and saved his life. Now cops are trying to track them down to say thank you. A COVID nurse in North Carolina just hit the lottery, guys. Guess how much she won?
How much? Did
$1 million.
No way.
That's a nice hit, right?
Yeah.
Mm. An anonymous guy in Idaho used his stimulus money to leave a $600 tip. He wrote on the receipt that the pandemic hasn't affected his job. He got a stimulus check anyway, so he felt like sharing it, and that was the right thing to do.
Better than me.
Mm.
Tires are judgment-free zone here.
Tires or headlight, Dan. Tires or headlight.
Probably both.
Yep. Disneyland is getting rid of its annual passes after being closed for almost a year because of the pandemic. They don't want people coming in who aren't paying full ticket prices because, you know, they've been shut down for so long. And they are turning Disneyland into a huge vaccine center, just like they're doing here at Gillette Stadium. A racing pigeon somehow managed to fly 8,000 miles across the Pacific Ocean from Oregon to Australia. How amazing is this pigeon?
Well,
I don't want you to do the story.
I think pigeons are low-key really smart, because how do carrier pigeons work? How do they know
where
to go?
Yeah, they are smart because they're drones, Dan. What's inside of them?
They're
mechanical.
That's
what I want to know. Yes. They have a jetpack on that little guy.
So I had mentioned this story to Kennedy off the air that they were trying to euthanize the pigeon because they were concerned about it bringing in a disease from one country to another. But they are trying to save the pigeon. Some good news. They're
just
working
quarantine
to
the pigeon. We'll be fine.
That's what they're trying to do. Lots of businesses are offering incentives for their workers to get COVID vaccines. Annie, Trader Joe's, who I know you love.
Ugh, it's the best place ever. It's the first place I went when I got out of quarantine. I'm not even lying. First place.
I believe that, yeah.
Trader Joe's, Instacart, Dollar General are the latest companies to offer perks, usually getting a few free hours of pay to get your vaccine. A guy in Newport, Wales accidentally threw away a hard drive several years ago with almost $290 million worth of Bitcoin on it. And now he's making an offer to the city. He says, if you'll let me search the landfill and find this hard drive, I will give you 25% of the Bitcoin for COVID relief.
I feel bad for the guy, but that thing is gone.
Yeah.
No landfill digging is going to make it work.
It's donezo.
I read another story about a guy who lost the password to his hard drive that had about $200 million worth of Bitcoin on it, and you get 10 guesses.
Yep.
And then it wipes it clean like it's Mission Impossible.
Yep.
He's used 8.
Yeah,
that story makes me want to vomit.
He's got 2 guesses left. No. It's why you use the same password on every device, people. There
That's
you
why
go.
All my passwords are password. Yes. Can't forget it.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So lots of people doing that Venmo challenge where, you know, maybe you're an influencer or something like this. You ask folks to give you some money and then you give it all to someone as a tip. Well, someone did just that at a restaurant in Missouri. However, the waiter turned them down because he felt he didn't need it and somebody else did.
Our Facebook followers in the community gave us $2,021 to give to you tonight.
No way.
Yeah.
I cannot take it.
Yes, you can. That's for you.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It's a donation from lots of people.
Wow. So I really appreciate your donation. Trust me, I mean, it's too much for me.
Yes.
But I highly recommend you try, you know, some places and need this money more than us.
Wow.
And
I really do think you guys are the best restaurant.
That is wild.
How about that?
Unbelievable.
That is wild. Why? Could he just like maybe share it with the team there at the restaurant?
I think he felt that they were doing well. It's a smaller restaurant. I looked it up, and they're doing okay, and there are people
that's
that
just
so much
rude.
Worse,
take my money.
Yeah.
Don't make this about you. Make this about me.
I'll say it for the second time. This Good Vibe Tribe better than me.
Better than me.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Getting ready for the long MLK weekend, Kennedy. You have any big plans? I know you're just coming off of quarantine and, you know.
Yes, Carson. I'm going to Aruba.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Honestly, I didn't even know. I didn't really register that we had the day off until maybe 2 days ago.
Yeah, right? We're all off on Monday.
I haven't made any plans in so long. I don't even know. But my foster puppy is going to their forever home on Saturday morning.
Hey.
So I'm going to drive out to
That's been a really good
Uber.
Puppy.
It's probably the best puppy I've ever fostered.
She's so good.
You know, and she's just, like, I honestly will miss her. Her and Elvis have become, like, best friends.
Right.
They're so funny when they play together.
Yeah, Elvis went to daycare the other day, and when I took her out of the crate after the show, she was like, what's going on?
Would you ever tell, who do you do it through, Great
Dog Rescue New England.
Would you ever say to them, hey, if it doesn't work out with that puppy at that house, give me a call, I might take a second
dog?
Well,
you... That's usually how that works. If it didn't work out, they would send it back to me. But there's no chance. This family is amazing. The daughter is, I'm so bad with ages. I want to say she's maybe 12 or 16. Yeah. I'm so bad with ages with kids. But she has been reading books about dog training. And she, they email me like every other day with a question.
She's all in.
Like, dog couldn't be going to a more perfect family. I mean, that's why I love fostering, is being able to pair them up with the perfect family. So I'll do that on Saturday. Other than that, I really don't have much going on.
We had to give a recommendation to our friends. We got a call yesterday from an adoption agency because our friends are going to adopt a dog. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of, all the questions they were asking, everything like that.
Well, you can't be too careful. You just can't.
Right. Seriously.
So many times you do all the vetting, because I've had a couple come back to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you do all that vetting, and you do a home visit, and you meet, because back in the day, you could actually go into people's houses and do a visit in their home and meet them, meet the family. You know, you're tasked with saying, how did they interact with each other, how they interact with the dog. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into it. It's not just here's your dog.
I had Greater Dog Rescue New England come to my house when we got Bo.
There you go. But yeah, it's wonderful. I'm excited about it. I'm going to miss her, though. I'm not going to lie. I usually don't miss them when they leave because they've peed on my floor one too many times. Mm. But this dog has been so perfect that I'm not going to lie. I let her sleep in the bed with me for an hour last night.
Oh. Yes.
1 hour only. One hour only. But,
well, listen what I'm doing, Kennedy.
What's that?
We are going skiing.
I know. I'm so jealous. I just think that is awesome. I'm so happy for you guys to get out of the house. You guys really don't do anything ever.
I think
this is great.
I didn't think we were going to do any skiing this year. I had kind of written it off. And then about a week ago, a friend of ours called us and said, hey, we rented a place for the weekend up at Loon. And when we rented it, we had to get it through Monday because it was a part of the deal to get the price.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But after we rented it, we realized that our one child has hockey, so we have to come back. So they're coming back on Sunday, and they said to us, if you want the place, you can come stay Sunday.
Carson, I need your friends.
Telling you.
It's always, your vacations are always, well, they just invited us to come to their house.
It's unreal.
Like, I need friends like yours.
Right.
So what we did is, it's up in, so we're going to Loon, which is right there in North Conway.
Loon. Yeah,
we go there a lot.
Love Lincoln,
So then Lana realized that they have the ice castle thing.
They do. Here.
And I don't think I've ever been.
No.
I don't know how long it's been there. Maybe I went as a kid. I don't know. My dad used to spend a lot of time in North Conway when I was very, very young. He had a good friend that lived there. So we're going to go and do that. We're actually going to ski on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then after we ski, we're going to go to the ice castle thing. But I think it's going to be interesting because there's like no lodge, none of that.
Right.
I guess.
So no après ski, no, none of that.
It looks like the parking lot is turned into.
Can you change? So you can't change or anything like that or whatever?
So normally what would happen is, Barrett and I would get up really early and we would drive over and get ready there and then go. But I think what I'm going to do is we're going to get ready where we're staying, and then I'm going to have Lana take us over and drop us off because I don't think the lodges are open.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to
have
lockers
either.
And leave piles of things about and things of this nature. Well, that sounds like a good plan then, and it's nice that you have Lana to drop you off.
Yeah, that'll make it a little bit easier. But yeah, it'll be fun. I haven't been skiing all this season at all.
I'm excited for you.
I don't want to see Barrett get it.
I know. You got to do a GoPro video.
Yeah, a GoPro video is a Barrett.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Especially when he was little and he was just like
flying. Yeah,
well, no fear, no nothing.
He said to me last night, he's like, "Dad, what about my ski boots?" And I said, "Yeah, I've got all the gear. Why?" And he said, "Well, no. Will they still fit?"
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I was like, Barrett, we just went skiing in March.
Yeah, he's probably grown.
Yeah, but we had just had him fitted in March for new ones. And he's like, yeah, but that was 2019. I was like, no, that was 2020. That was only 10 months ago.
Oh, my God, that sounds hilarious.
He's like, oh, that felt like 2 years ago, Dad.
Oh, so cute.
How about you, Annie? What are you doing this weekend?
I don't have any really set plans
either. Okay, great.
Either.
Producer Dan?
It's a pandemic.
No, we're going to Kowloon on Monday.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Kowloon on Monday. That's going to be a good one. Oh,
what?
I mean,
Annie and I are going to go, because Annie's really never sat down at Kowloon.
Yeah.
She's been there for the, big game party that we had, but never really sat down. So, we want to go up there, and I talked to Andy Wong the other day, and he's like, you come on up and see us.
That's the only place on Route 1 that I'll go to. It's really the only
place. Well, that's unfortunate, but I might make you see some other places when we're up there.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Just the Kowloon. I just know I'm meeting Molinari's with my dad tonight.
Oh, good.
That's really my big plans for the weekend.
I hope they have you and your dad's picture up on the wall at Molinari's.
They should at this point.
Why don't you just bring him one and sign it and have it framed already and be like, why don't you put this up on your wall? Here you go.
I've autographed this. It's fine.
Here's my headshot.
In my chicken parm sweatsuit.
Right, exactly.
It's prime time, baby.
Do you ever order anything but chicken parm, or is it every? Yeah. We eat chicken parm every Friday night.
I sometimes get the lobster scampi. That's really only in the summer, though, because that's a special. The lobster scampi. Or I get the chicken piccata because I love chicken piccata.
Yeah,
but it's really the chicken parm.
You've inspired me. I've started eating chicken parm more because of you. Because I forgot. I haven't had it since I was a kid. And then
I don't remember ever chicken parm. It's the best.
If you find a place that has it, good. Yeah. Producer Dan, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm dog sitting. Both my parents are out of town right now. So me and Brittany are playing house in Wilmington.
Aww.
And we'll be bow watching. So I'm going to sit around and watch a lot of TV and do nothing fun.
That sounds lovely.
Exciting.
That's wholesome.
I love it.
That's wholesome content.
Make some meals. Maybe make pizzas together or something fun.
Taco night. Lincoln, not North Conway. Did I say North Conway? Sorry.
You did. It's
that.
Lincoln. But
it's early. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So we all know that Boston is Hollywood East, don't we?
Yes.
A lot of movies filming here right now. We're seeing, of course, Don't Look Up, which is filming now, which Annie Dowell will be a part of as well.
Yes.
George Clooney was spotted.
What?
He was called the Greater Boston area? No, you couldn't.
No.
He was in Ipswich earlier this week. He was visiting Mark Arell's Fine Wine and Beer on Central Street. He seems scouting locations to shoot in an upcoming movie. The owner of the family business, Drew Mark Arell, had been in touch with a location scout for an upcoming film. they said that her understanding is they are scouting other North Shore sites for the film. And the film is based on The Tender Bar, a memoir, which is one of the best books I've ever read.
Really?
Yeah, it's about a younger man sort of growing up with an absentee father and finding that solace in a bar that you find so often, you know, your regular bar where everybody knows your name and that it's a place you can go to be safe, but also a place that perhaps you hold too tight and you should let go of sometimes. Mm. It's a great book.
Is that better than Bird on My Head?
I don't know that book.
That's a good one, too. There's a bird on my head.
And also, it looks like the Dexter reboot is going to be filmed around here, too, in Worcester.
That's cool.
I'm excited about that.
And is the Dexter reboot with some of the same people, or is it all new people?
I know that the guy is a part of it.
I read a little bit about it because I just finished rewatching the whole series of Dexter.
Right.
I think it's going to take place in like some fictional town in upstate New York, and it's not going to have most of the Miami people in it.
Oh, okay.
But they brought back the original showrunner from the first four seasons when it was really good. And then he left and it kind of went downhill, so he's back.
What is it called? Is it called Dexter?
Yeah, it's still Dexter. It's just season 9. It's like a continuing.
Huh.
Oh. Cool.
So it looks like that will be shot in communities west of 495, Gardner, Lancaster, Sterling, and Worcester.
Did you get a call, Annie? Are you going back to Don't Look Up?
Yes, so I got tested yesterday. Because you have to get tested, obviously, before you go on set. So I think I will be filming next week.
It's exciting.
Oh, look at you, your second movie. During the pandemic.
It's the same movie.
Okay.
Well, no, we count it as your second movie.
Annie, you should try to get murdered by Dexter next. That'd be awesome.
I would love to.
End up on that table.
Yes.
Dustin Diamond, his cancer scare has become a reality. He was hospitalized earlier this week. He's from Saved by the Bell. He was Screech, if you don't know who I'm talking about. He was hospitalized earlier this week for what the docs suspected could be cancer, and it turns out that it is, and it's stage 4.
Oh, my gosh.
A representative for the actor confirmed the unfortunate news. They found a lump in his throat that led to the diagnosis, already started treatment. So his rep revealed that he's getting his first round of chemotherapy. They also say he has shingles, which is incredibly painful. Excuse me. Certainly thoughts go out to him.
I saw
during this time.
The picture circulating of him. And he looks he looks better than I've seen him look in a really long time.
Yeah, like he went through a really rough
Remember, he had a couple of years where it was pretty bad. And then I saw the picture and I was like, wow, he looks amazing. And then I read the story. I was like, oh my gosh.
He was on Celebrity Rehab for a while, Kennedy, wasn't he?
He had substance abuse problems. He's not a great person.
He stabbed a guy in a bar.
Oh. Yeah, he did. He wrote a tell-all book telling lies about the people who are on the show.
Yeah.
And I just, it's funny, I happen to have the TV on just in the background here yesterday, and some TV show that Mario Lopez is on,
yeah,
like some pop culture show,
right?
And he was doing the story, and he couldn't have been nicer, because he talks a lot of crap about Mario. He's like, I just, you know, he's my brother, and I just want to, people know, I hope he's okay. My thoughts are going, like, what a gem.
Hey, Dan, come on, be honest. You've been stabby in a bar before.
I've never stabbed anyone in a bar. I have a scar.
In a bar.
In a bar.
Nice of you to catch that, Kennedy. Thank you.
It's what I do. And Kesha has really gotten into aliens, and it's all thanks to Demi Lovato.
Let's go.
Kesha had Demi on her Kesha and the Creepies podcast last month, where they talked about summoning aliens, and it got Kesha intrigued. Here's what she has to say.
With Demi Lovato, I loved the conversation we had, because she just turned me on to like a whole new, there are a couple books she mentioned and an app she mentioned that I immediately downloaded, and I made my family for Christmas. I was like, all I want for Christmas is us all to meditate and try to channel extraterrestrials. And they're like, okay. So I'm like trying to get all my friends and family into meditating the aliens to us.
My dream, Kennedy, is to be in a room with Kesha, Demi Lovato, and Miley, and we're all just vibing and meditating, and we summon the aliens.
I would like to be there with you.
Please.
If it's okay.
Please.
If they would invite the olds in. But yeah.
I love that they're all just on board with this now.
Me too.
If I ever
so
had the
much.
Chance in my career to ever interview Demi Lovato, I'd be like, you've had an amazing career and you're a beautiful person, but I want to spend all 15 minutes talking about aliens.
100%, Dan. Couldn't agree more. Let's not talk about your musical success. Only aliens.
I'm sure
UFOs.
Be all for it, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's a tumultuous time in our world. We are disagreeing about everything. Should he stay? Should he go? Should she stay? Should she go? But I have something that's going to unite us all, Kennedy.
Yes.
Our love and hate for music.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone.
J.P. Sachs and Maren Morris are up first. The song is called Line by Line. The Grammy nominees team up for a new love song. Of course, it's not the first time they've collaborated. Maren actually co-wrote J.P. Sachs' hit with Julia Michaels, If the World Was Ending.
Oh.
That is up for a Grammy for Song of the Year. Maren shared that they wrote and recorded this song in just an hour and a half. So J.P. Sachs, Maren Morris, this is called Line by Line.
Love too big for a love song. If I try to sum it up, I don't work it wrong. Sometimes if it don't sound right, I apologize, I just said it cause it rhymes. 4 chords, 3 minutes, it never fit in it. So I just take you line by line. I'll be writing about you for the rest of my life.
What do you think, Kennedy?
I think I don't need another slow song from J.P. Sachs. But it's a very beautiful song. It really is pretty.
So I felt that way, too, because the beginning of the song is J.P. Sachs, and he has the best voice. He really does.
Yeah, it really Maren's, is a beautiful song.
Maren's verse got me way more into it, just because her voice has more power to it. And
yeah.
I think I'm a little biased, because I love Maren's relationship with her husband, and you can just feel that how much she loves him.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's what I think of when I hear this song, but I agree with you.
I always love when you get a new perspective on a song, because I feel like every story has been written, every way to write a song has been written.
Yeah.
So when you get something new and he's talking about writing about someone for the rest of his life, I was like, well, that's really clever. It's inside of his world and I appreciate it.
I just wish there was a little more punch to it.
Little oomph.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear J.P. Sachs with a beat.
Yeah.
You know who's on nobody's workout list is J.P. Sachs. He's not on anyone's workout plan list.
But that's
imagine
okay,
me deadlifting.
Dan. That's okay, Dan. Tim McGraw and Tyler Hubbard have a new song. It's called Undivided. So the two country stars joined forces for their politically fueled anthem about unifying the country. Despite the parallels between the lyrics of the song and the Capitol riots, Tyler says he wrote this song after testing positive for COVID-19. Before that incident actually happened. Now, Tyler's other half of Florida Georgia Line, Brian Kelly, of course, he's been vocal in support of Trump. So will this tear their relationship apart? Tim McGraw, Tyler Hubbard, get your lips working, Carson. This is called Undivided.
I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. We'll
That is a good two-stepping song right there.
Mm-hmm.
That is some two-stepping music right there. I remember when I lived stationed, you know, overseas, and we go to the NCO club and country nights were huge.
100% Carson.
Like 100%. That song right there. That
Stan and I learned a two-step for our wedding.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Practiced in my mom's or my dad's basement.
I could just see, like, on a military base, that song would be playing, and it would just get, you know, like everybody would run to the dance floor for that
words
song.
The words are lovely.
They're awesome.
It's a sentiment that I think we can all get behind.
Yes. I would never listen to that song again, but I like it. I like what they did. Good job.
But I love the words.
So we played this song the other day briefly because it has become such a breakout hit, but I wanted to revisit it because of the story behind the song, and she's such a young woman and kind of coming out of nowhere for most people, although she is a star on TV. Her name is Olivia Rodrigo. The song is called Driver's License. 17 years old, she's breaking records. Spotify shared that it is the most streamed song in a day ever. Wow. Olivia said that she recorded Driver's License after listening to sad songs in her car, having a good cry while driving around. It is the teenage heartbreak anthem that we can all relate to. And she was on a Disney show, right? She's on the High School Musical,
the series right. that I watched. And I will dive into that if you guys really want me to.
Okay, here it is. Driver's License from Olivia Rodrigo.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's
I'm
so
a 17
good.
Year old girl today, Dan.
Who hurt this girl? Who? I will find them.
It was the star, the boy star of the show she was dating, right?
She was dating her co-star, Joshua Bassett, and he released a song a couple years ago or whatever about her. They were dating, just like a nice, you know, little corny love song. And they broke up, and now it's alleged that he is with another Disney star. Her name's Sabrina Carpenter, who's blonde. So in the song, Olivia Rodrigo says, "I bet you're with that blonde girl." That's caused a whole tizzy in the TikTok world, let me tell you.
He's not good enough for Olivia.
No, nobody is. Nobody is, Dan.
Go watch the video, too. The video is actually really good. Her driving in the car, driving by his house.
To be able to do that at 17 is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
All right, here's our last one for New Music Friday inside the Judgment Zone. The Foo Fighters, Waiting on a War. It is to celebrate Dave Grohl's 52nd trip around the sun. The new song is off the band's upcoming album. We're supposed to get that on February 5th. It's called Medicine at Midnight. Dave said the inspiration behind the song was a heavy conversation they actually had with his daughter about the threat of war in today's world. Waiting on a War, this is the Foo Fighters. Man, I don't know.
Sounds like the Foo Fighters.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
I love him so much.
Yeah. It's heavy,
and I
though.
Enjoy all the things that he does, but there was only 10 words there.
All right. Well, it's just heavy. You know, I've had conversations with my son over the past couple of weeks with everything
I'm
that's
sure.
going on.
Yeah.
So that song, like, hits me in the spot. Yeah. I mean, I love the Foo Fighters anyway,
right.
but it's just something that I can so relate to right now. It's so difficult to have these conversations with my son at such a young age.
I can't imagine having to talk to a 10-year-old about people storming a Capitol.
Yeah.
And stuff. So,
and you can't
ignore these
things.
Sometimes music can help you tell a story.
Right.
And
maybe that can be helpful. That's awesome. Mm.
All right. So there are the songs inside the Judgment Zone. J.P. Sachs and Mary Morris line by line. Tyler Hubbard with Tim McGraw, Undivided. Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License. And the Foo Fighters, Waiting on a War.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
7:30, right? Okay, great.
It is, let me see, 7:33. Yeah, close.
All right, so let me bring you up to speed on all the inaugural stuff. So Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the upcoming inauguration is happening, of course, on Wednesday. Now there's going to be a concert called We the People Concert, which will serve as a fundraiser for the inauguration programming. And that will take place on Sunday. This one is hosted by Keegan-Michael Key and Deborah Messing. And this will perform feature performances by James Taylor, Carol King, AJR, Fall Out Boy, Will.i.am, Ben Harper, and Michael Bivins, with Connie Britton, Cal Penn, Sophia Bush, and Jamie Kimmel set to make appearances. Mr. Biden and Dr. Jill Biden are also expected to make an appearance for the virtual event. And if you want to attend, you have to give just a small donation, and then you'll be able to be a part of that.
Cool.
And in addition to the already announced Celebrating America, that 90-minute special with Bon Jovi, Justin Timberlake, that's going to be hosted by Tom Hanks, Bruce Springsteen has signed on.
Oh, wow.
He will be there along with John Legend and the Foo Fighters in performances of their own. And then, of course, in the inauguration itself, we'll see Lady Gaga doing the national anthem. We'll see a performance by J-Lo. And J-Lo was on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and she talked about being asked to perform.
They asked me to come and do a song, and I'm so excited. I was obviously honored. I'm excited about, you know, the future now. And, you know, I'm going to do something probably a little patriotic. I don't know. I haven't decided exactly what I'm doing yet.
No, I need J-Lo and Ja Rule is what I need.
I hope she just comes out and does Jenny from the Block.
Yes. That's patriotic. Why not?
America used to have a little. Now it has a lot.
Brie Larson, the actress, she's Captain Marvel. Yep. She won an Academy Award for The Room.
Yep.
I'm sure you know who she is. Mm-hmm. She had the Twitterverse spiraling yesterday or this week after she dropped a hint that she could be gay during a YouTube Q&A. So she posted a video to her YouTube channel, and she was taking like an online quiz.
I guess, sure.
You know, you can take these online quizzes to find out things about yourself or just answer interesting questions, and she was just taking them with herself while videotaping it.
Yeah.
So, and she said this.
You're 10 years old. How do you spend an hour of recess?
Ooh, at 10 years old, I'd probably be on the computer library researching. How do I know if I'm gay?
That's
okay.
I don't know why she didn't say anything really after that. There was no follow-up to it.
Mm-hmm.
The internet saying, Brie Larson is trying to tell us something. Girl, don't be shy.
Hmm.
And then somebody else says, Brie Larson's PR team scrambling because they can't have Brie to have Brie make out with a dude in the grocery store in 2 weeks to squash this rumor. So, you know, I don't know why she said it or where she said it or what the backstory is or or anything else other than what I'm telling you.
Just
right
imagine
now.
Being so young that when you were young, you could go to the internet to search something. Like, we couldn't do that when we were kids, Kennedy.
Yes, we're old.
You know what I mean? Like, if you had that question, there was nobody to ask. It was all behind the scenes. It was all, everybody
to
was in the
question, how do I know if I'm gay? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Well, plus it came with a whole bunch of societal
norms. Yeah, that's
norms
what I mean.
Well.
It was everybody was in the closet. You couldn't go to the internet.
Yeah.
There was nobody you could talk to. But, you know, being so young that now you can ask those questions.
I've never heard Brie talk about her sex. Not like people have to talk about their sexuality. No. I guess I've never thought about it. I've never heard her speak about it.
I don't know why she said it.
It.
I don't know anything else. I imagine
it's
that there's going to
though.
Have to be some kind of statement today because the internet being what it is and fans being what they are.
Sure.
Awful she human beings. She just can't say anything without giving me context.
Yeah.
Or you can and never address it again.
Yeah, that's not how Hollywood works.
I don't know if she can, though.
Matthew McConaughey has given us so much during this pandemic. We have called him the king of quarantine numerous times.
He is.
And now, you guys, he might be giving us the ultimate gift, and that is Matthew McConaughey on the WWE.
I'll say not too much, because as you know, can't say too much about these things.
Ooh.
But it is something that interests me.
Oh, interest you. So are we talking?
So that was on a podcast, Maria Menounos' podcast. Mm. And for some reason this came up, and now the whole internet believes that he is going to be something on the WWE.
Well, you know,
I
DVR all of the episodes on Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown, Kennedy, so I will keep extra close watch over the upcoming weeks, okay?
He watches it with his kids. He said, love the suspension and disbelief because my kids and I watch it. And they're starting to get that when you go, oh, that's fake. And I'm going, what are you talking about? No way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I won't give them the wink yet. But they're starting to get that there. And he said, two of them are like, isn't this isn't fake. It's real. And so much of it is saying it's totally real.
My son totally and I have rediscovered, well, I've rediscovered it. My son has discovered it during the pandemic, and we watch it every week.
It's,
we
are obsessed. It's remarkably good television. Great story arcs, yes, villains, yes, and heroes, and underdogs. It's got everything in it.
All it's missing is McConaughey.
I so feel do you like think wrestling would be a great excuse to take my shirt off.
Do you feel he would wrestle, or do you feel like he'd be a hype man?
He'd be a hype man, for uh-huh. sure.
Uh-huh. Oh,
for
come sure. on. His finishing move would be the all right, all right, all right.
All right, all
from
right.
From the top row.
Come out of nowhere with, yeah, with a folding chair.
It would start with this with a plot line, Kennedy, but it would end up throwing Pose in the ring. That's, yeah, how it goes.
Like, he has to come out from the crowd and someone hits him with the folding chair, and then,
yeah,
he's,
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
So I don't know what it means or where we go from here, but I'm looking forward
here
to it.
Here for it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. It has been such a spectacular week on the show. We had Annie, who showed up to our morning show conference call with one of her bosses. Hi.
Whoops. Like, accidentally, you're forgetting
high.
That word.
Super duper high.
Oops. She sent me a picture of her eyes after, and I was like, yo.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Mars. I was on Mars.
Dude, straight up Florida surfer bro look is what that was.
Yeah, shredding the gnar.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Zog sex wax, you know the vibe.
That was Spicoli coming out the van.
Some tasty waves and cool buds, man. And then there was Kennedy. Oh, Dan, what about Kennedy?
Kennedy is reading an audiobook. Her sister is now a published author,
mm-hmm,
and it is a romance novel.
Let's get to it. The Dope Rhymes, the Fat Beats, the Weekly Wrap-Up.
And now, the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What up, Boston?
What up,
Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. Lil Stegosaurus, a.k.a. the North Shore Shakespeare, a.k.a. Young Sprinkles the Dawn, a.k.a. Brock Kennedy.
Bop.
DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly rap, put it all in the open. If it's spoken on air, it's fair play for joking. Hoping every week that I leave the beat smoking. I'm double black diamond, they out here bunny sloping. I just try to rap it better than the mother suckers. Annie Dow got higher than a mother person. A mother person. An edible can be your friend or your enemy. Annie learned that the hard way up at Kennedy's. Ate banana bread, then her head starts to flutter. Oh, that was jam-packed with can of butter. Ate the weed, then she bounced like a bad check. Got home, and she's higher than giraffe necks. She was mad stressed, messing with that green. Girl, you need to cannonball with Visine. She was way too high, she couldn't lie, dude. Damn, Harold, you got Kumar in your ride, too? I'm leaving one big piece out of this portrait. Did I mentioned that we had a call with corporate? All of us were ready, prepared, professional. Annie's acting real quiet. That's unconventional. It wasn't nothing, just a thawed off hand. While Annie's in Quincy like, I'm freaking out, man. She was zooted and booted like no others. I didn't know you liked to party with the Doobie Brothers. Didn't say a word until it was time to go. Annie, you got anything to add? No! Had them Gucci eyelids, heavy baggage. That'll teach you to puff on that moon cabbage. Next up, this story's a little lighter. Kennedy's sister's about to be a published writer. It's a massive achievement she undertook. Now she needs a lead to read her audiobook. In the search, they were still in the beginning. When Kennedy said, hey, I talk for a living. I'll voice your book, of course. And she discovered she writes kissy romance novels with the shirtless covers. Talking lovers, passion, it's combustible. Oh, Kennedy, does that make you uncomfortable? Just powering through it, that's one path. But you can hear her blush when she says tongue bath. She wants to nail the read, make it theatrical. But she had a mountain of bloopers and it was magical. Maybe your interpretation's open-ended, but there's a lot more bleeps than she intended. She'd hit a line, stumble, and get stuck.
Creep past Charlie. Creep.
Where that came from, there's a lot more. When you aiming to finish this 2024, but for real, the process is unforgettable. Working with your sister, doing something incredible. The book's gonna be great, give it a chance. Missing Charlie, a fairy tale romance. Pre-order now, people. I swear to God, I'll come to your house and check your internet history. I'll wade through all that weird stuff you look at when no one's at home. And if I don't see a pre-order for this book, ooh, you will get a stern talking to. I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Oh, Dan. my sister will be so thrilled. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I am so sweet.
That's from a text. I mean, I can't even think of anything good to say, Dan. You just ruined me.
Body bag.
Body bag.
Producer Dan in the weekly wrap-up. It happens every Friday at about this time if you ever miss it. We do put it up in the podcast. You can get us to the iTunes podcasting app, radio.com, or at mix1041.com. Just click on Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.